wants to chat in there?
About HaKol B'chetz Kesumin?
No, Kadir Amera, name.
To find something.
I don't know. For finding? I mean, it works for anything. The Hemishter from the mayor. Rabbi Meir told someone to do that. That's where it starts from. The thing about saying Aloka Rabbi Meir Aneini.
To find a Mitzvah.
For Mitzvah, I don't even know that. Okay, yeah. So we'll do here.
The goes around my house. I
do the if you have a tree on top of your sukkah. Okay,
overhanging.
So
overhanging,
yeah, like on top of this chach.
Spent so much money cutting them down. I didn't have to.
Okay, so we could wrap up pretty quickly the halacha part of it, then we could get to the.
He's ready to go home.
The like this. According to Shitas Taisvis and most say Rashi and Taisvis, which is the first Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, as long as you have a proper amount of schach, like a normal amount of schach, then the tree will not cause a problem unless the tree is tzilasa meruba mechamasa, unless the tree is so shady that the tree would also be a schach on its own. But if the tree is not enough, it's more sun than shade, then you have no problem at all. That's Shitas Rashi and Taisus. The Shulchan Aruch brings it as the first daya, and the Be'er Halacha says if you're shasa d'chak, you can rely on that. But the second opinion is the Machmer opinion, which is that any schach which is underneath, directly underneath the tree, becomes pasul. So then you have to see if you subtract that schach, if you still have enough.
If you have a majority.
If you still have a majority, right.
And you couldn't sit under that.
So under that would be like as if it was pasul, which the usual rule is that by you are allowed to sit under pasul schach if it's less than 4 tefachim wide. So in other words, if you had a tree, let's say one thing is pashut, that let's say you had wires, you know, like wires going over your schach or anything like that, this zikr can't be a problem. It's not shaykh to be a problem. Because the even if that power underneath is puzzle, how much could that cause you? Nothing.
Right.
Except for there's one bach, which is a big
chumra. That's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim? Square?
To make a problem?
Yeah.
If it's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Okay. Yeah. But there is a bach that says a big chumra that if the puzzle wires are within love from each other, then it's as if the whole thing is puzzle.
Oh, because it's all wires.
Because it's like it's all wires. It's a big chumra. Okay, anyways, that's the halacha part. The halacha
works to kasher,
part.
Or
work
to puzzle.
Works to
puzzle.
Works to make an eruv.
I'm saying, works to kasher, right.
Yeah, that's what he holds.
Right.
That's what that's so. Therefore, he holds the ones who say kosher say a very good svar.
He has to deal with that Gemara that says that if there's puzzle and there's kosher, there's puzzle.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. You mean taisvis on daf yud zayin? That's what you mean. Taisvis says that if there's aver in between two pieces, see there you see a little bit not that way. Taisvis says, if you had a stick and love it in between, you would never consider it 4 tefachim of pasul schach, Taisus says. It's only if it's 2 tefachim of pasul schach and 2 tefachim of pasul schach and you have aver, then it becomes 4. But if you had a drop and a drop, you wouldn't say it becomes 4. That's l'chari, not like that, Bach. Okay, anyway, that's not really what I'm trying to get at. What I'm trying to get at is like this. That the Gemara says like this, that if you have the tree on top, so the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah. Ha'oisa sukasai tachasa ilon kilosa besechabais, right? Then it's possible. So the Gemara says, however, if the tree was chamsa meruba mitzilsa, condition number one, plus condition number two, you were chavtan, which Tosfos and Rashi say means you mixed it together with the kosher schach. If you do these two things,
what does that mean?
In other words, you push down the branches and like mix it, you know, in. Then the sukkah is kosher. That's what it says in the Gemara. So Tosfos says, what do you need that for? The first condition is already enough. I already told you that if the tree was chamsa meruba mitzilsa, it doesn't bother you anyways. So why do you need the second condition to mix it in? Tosfos 100%. If you have a proper amount of schach, then you don't have to worry about the tree at all. Halacha b'mayaskin, and he doesn't have enough schach.
He needs it.
He needs it for his schach. So then, if you want to use it for your schach, then you need two conditions to get more schach here. Condition number one, make sure that your tree is not chamsa merumitzilsa. Number two, mix it in and out will be batel barayv, and you'll have enough schach.
Make sure the tree is
chamsa merumitzilsa. I said it wrong? Yeah, right. Make sure the tree is chamsa merumitzilsa. And number two, mix it in.
So okay. Does the Gemara speak out whether that it has to be rife, that has to be
kosher,
rife kosher over meat?
Yes. In the next, because the Gemara quotes the next Mishnah. There's two Mishnahs. The Gemara on the first Mishnah is ha'oisa sukasa tachasa ilan kilosam sechbayis. Doesn't say the word rife. Then the Gemara says, and that's what we say in the next Mishnah, hidlo aleh es hagefen besadalas. Im hasikuch robo mehen, if the good schach is roiv over them, kosher. That Zakti Gemara, that's what that mission is saying. You mix it in, and it becomes kosher.
You have to be chayvet both mishnayos together.
Yeah, the Gemara does it. The Gemara does it for you. The Gemara quotes on there the next mission. Okay, so that's the thing. Now let's just explain a little bit. First, we'll explain the number one. If you're mixing it in already, and you have mostly good schach, then what's the problem even if the tree is even still some Reuben Chamsa? Why can't you mix it in and still do Bittel Berei? As long as the other one's more.
Because the Chamsa doesn't come through.
So, but it's kosher. I'm saying it's Bittel Berei. So what's the problem? I'm saying it's all good now, no? So, in other words, it's more...
The tree is still Pasul Schach.
Okay, but Bittel Berev is the whole point that we're making the bad into good, right? Just like if it's, let's say, Tzilsa, Chamsa, Merubim, and Mitzilsa.
Is it Mabat Lenisila
Chatkila?
Tzilsa,
Merubim,
and
Chamsa,
and Kosher is not Tzilsa, Merubim, and it's Rove.
Manusha. In other words, let's say I have 51%, the tree is a 51%, and then I have Schach 95%.
Okay?
Push down the branches of my tree, mix it in. What's wrong with doing that? So the Rav Yoh writes, when you have a whole tzilsa meruba mechamsa, it's called like a davar chashev. And we have a rule, davar chashev la batal. Okay, that's what his answer is. Okay, that's what it's a rishon. There's a whole fancy answer from the Nachlas David, a whole complicated answer. But
Rashi says you're ma'ar of it, it's not nicker.
Okay.
Before. You're looking from inside. You don't know that the chashiv is the...
You're saying, why should you consider it chashiv, you mean? Because it's mixed. I guess it's still chashiv. It's still there. It can't get bottled. I guess it's still called chashiv. Okay, so he says that's why if it's still some real...
Something growing is not allowed.
Something growing. Oh, what you mean, like Bali Chaim? You mean? You could really say, oh, that's a kasha that they ask. We'll get to that kasha in a minute. But Bali Chaim, I don't think.
It can't be. There's a whole sugya of making defanis with the Bali Chaim. But the Gemara doesn't. There's a mission about making defanis with the nylon.
For that, for sure, it's not a malachai. Okay,
well, that's
not in the whole world.
Yeah.
No, but I have a raya. I have a raya in Fereshus. The Gemara, I have a raya from the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin talks about being mavatal plants, which were kilaim, and the Gemara wants it to be bottled. The Gemara comes up with a new rule that mechuber ain't a bottle. And it doesn't say the rule of Balichayim Lebetili. But really, that is a kasha. That's one of the kashas here.
This
is Mechuber. So what's going on? That's one of the five kashas.
Even if it's a Kamsan Ruvi, it's also shouldn't be Balichayim.
Exactly. That's one of the five kashas that I was going to ask. It's not my own. I forgot who asked that one. Another kasha.
Is there a difference between a piece of a tree and the whole tree? In other words,
part of a tree,
even though it's mechuper, but it can be like a branch, it can be built up, but the whole tree can't.
I hear. I don't have a rye against you. It sounds like a chiddush what you're saying. Because pashas, it's mechuber, it's mechuber. Well, the Gemara talk over there was talking about being mevatel the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Right here. The best kasha, the first and foremost best kasha is the Ran's kasha. He says, I don't hold, he argues with Rashi and Tosfos. Says, I don't hold you could have bittul here. Because you can see it. Since when can you be mevatel something which you can see?
From the inside, you can't see it.
Oh, so people were telling me this. So I told them, okay, so now if you have a chves, a piece of chazer, and you want to make a bottle, and you can't see it from in your mouth. So now I could eat it, because now I can't see it, because I'm chewing it now.
But don't we have a similar behilchos shabbos by shechita?
If one is bamboo,
you can't,
one is
you don't
different,
right,
you can't
see it.
You have a mat, and you have every case you have a mat, and you have a tree. You can tell
by
the
tree.
How
can you squeeze it in your mouth?
Yeah, but there...
You can also squeeze it in the juice onto a salad.
Bamboo.
Yeah. So those... that's... that's not considered. Maybe I don't remember that lushin by the first case. Maybe by the second case. But here, by bittul, the idea is you can't separate it in ten seconds,
right?
So this is the Ran's kashi. He argues on Rashi. Finished. No bittul. No bittul. The Ran. He has a different shot in the whole sugya. No bittul.
What does he do with the next Mishnah?
He says it's not alt bittul. It just said more, but it didn't say it was alt bittul. So Ran learns it's not alt bittul. It's a different reason. You want to know it now? Okay. Ran said, okay.
I never heard anybody learn that Mishnah differently.
It's right there in the Ran.
Sorry.
No secret. Right there. The Ran says.
I think everybody learns the Mishnah usually, right?
Thinks that it's alt bittul. Yeah, because Rashi says so. You learn Rashi. Rashi says black and white. Kamo called over. That's bittul. The Ran says it's impossible. You can see it. So the Ran says it just meant that most of the spots of your sukkah have good schach. That's what it meant. Not it wasn't mevatel, not anything. Most of the top was
basically schach. What he's really saying is really that the sail is mevatel.
Without mevatel,
it's
good. It's enough.
Uh-huh.
It's maspik. You have enough.
It's maspik because even though you have places of soul,
right?
Places of
kosher and the rive is the kosher spots.
But according to the Ran, it's a big machin alalah. You can't sit or sleep under.
If the area is big enough, if it's 4x4, right? Or then you wouldn't be able to sleep under that spot.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
But according to the way
according
Rashi
to Rashi, who says it's bittul baroy, it should be fine. Should be fine.
The whole thing is
should be, yeah. I think so. Right. That should be good enough for me. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So how do you answer this kasha? Now there's a Rav Shimon Shkop says something. He says like this. He says that it's a machlekas rishonim if something which you could untangle and find is batel or not. He brings up Machlekes Rashba and Ra'ah. If let's say a guy had treif inside a kli, or basically a treif pot. So do you say that that's called Einoi Yochel Lahakir because you look at the pot, you can't see the treif, so it could be batel. Or do you say that since you could do hagala on it and get out the treif,
right.
So that's called yochel lahafrid. You could take it out.
So according to that spark,
so
he would be able to. You got a problem of bittul with every pot. In other words,
That's what they're talking about there, the Rashi and the Ro. Could you say bittel on treif pap? Because you can't see the treif. So he says, that's pshat and Rashi and Taisus. They hold that as long as you can't see it the way it is, that's already called enum nikker. And memela, that's why they say it's bittel over here. So in the Sefer Heir Yosef, he says, I don't hear that dimmi, he says. That's if it's inside a pot. Then it's taka impossible to see. So then you can say some rishonim hold that it's about. But what do you mean you can't see that some of it is the tree and some is... Go close, right next to the schach, and you can see. What do you mean? You can't see? Even if you climb up on the top of your sukkah and you look like this, you can't see which one is the tree and which one is the cut stuff? It's a very unusual thing that it could be such a thing. Maybe you could... People are telling me, yeah, it could be. If it's like some certain kind of bushes that are like these type of like straggly vines like, and you mamish mix it up, you really can't see. I guess that's what Reb Shimon is saying. But and even though it comes out that all you probably have to do to see it would be like start pulling them apart. I imagine if you pull them apart, you could find it. Right? So it's still a big stretch, I guess, to say, because it's much different than when you have to do Hagala. It's like, you can't see anything here at all, the way it is.
But you for sure can see it.
You mean you could see, you could trace it to over there.
To the tree.
You can trace it.
Right.
Yeah, so it's pretty a pretty big step to go from there to there. So it's a pretty stark horror.
It's on the inside. It's only on the inside.
Right, so again, but what is this? No other bittul works that way. Okay, but that's the problem. Is that what's going on here? Are we saying a new rule like in bittul that from there you don't see it, it's bittul already? Okay, that's the second kash. The third kash is like this. There's a famous, I think it's more famous from the Einig Yom Tov, but it's also in Tshuva Serbi Kivei.
Don't we say that with bug cleaver? You don't see it anymore?
It's because you really can't see it. If you could open it up and you could see it, you can't see it. You never go with microscopes. Bechlalma. I'll just say a good story. The Chazon Ish, when he met, I think the first time maybe he saw Rav Chaim, during World War I, and Rav Chaim was looking with a magnifying glass on his esrog. And the Chazon Ish came in there and he saw Rav Chaim, and he said, like, quietly says, where does it say in the Torah that you should look with a magnifying glass? And Rav Chaim said, "Der junge Mann sagt, as wo steht in the Torah." He like said over everything to say as a chashivist that he's saying a good point. I do not remember if at the end Rav Chaim put away the magnifying glass or not, but he did.
I heard that story when the person said it. Said depends where this story was told. Even
if
Brock was told that they put it away.
July.
But what happened?
Mr. Rock, who said we have the eyesight at that time?
I don't think he said that. People said these different pshatim to, you know, I don't know exactly where Chaim's Svara was. I don't think they say either why. I don't know. But Al Kaponim, yeah, but I'm talking about when you can see with your eyes, not with any other Caleb. If you could see it, right, then you can't say, like, let's say there's a bug inside, you could open it. So I'm not opening it, I'm just going to eat it. That doesn't, you can't do that. Oh, so, that's kasha number two. Now, kasha number three. The Einig Yom Tov Yesoid, which is really in Tshuva Serbi Kivei. The case was that a person has, let's say, a factory that makes tzitzit strings, right? And you have to do them lishma, right? And then, by mistake, one string fell into the factory, which was not lishma, right? As 250,000 strings, and one fell in. So zok the Einig Yom Tov, they're all pasul. Let's say bittul. So zok the Einig Yom Tov and Rabbi Kveger, famous yesaid, that bittul can only make kamandalesi, right? It can only make that something which was, let's say, usur, it's nothing. It's nothing. So memela, it's gone. But you can't matel dini, you can't make it good. You can't make it lishma. So memela, they both say that. So the kasha is, why aren't they keneged Rashi? Over here, you don't have enough schach. and you're putting in pasul schach, and out from the bittel comes more schach.
Right.
So l'chayra, you made kamadise, right?
I mean, every bittel.
Every
bittel,
yeah, right.
How's that?
You have more quantity.
I'm not talking about in mitzias. Bittel is not mitzias b'chal. I'm talking about halacha. In halacha, the idea is we say the treif is gone. It's like command is nothing.
Can we say nasa davar aser kedavar heter?
Well, heter means nothing. I'm saying
heter mean nothing. It means
heter
just more mutter stuff.
Mutter doesn't mean
heter,
yeah.
Literally,
it's right.
You're looking
like
for an active lishma.
This is the whole.
Who says you need sosa?
I'm saying by the case of the schach and the chanami, it's not lishma.
Yeah, no, but I'm
by
saying you need schach, right?
No,
so why isn't it there? The quantity is there.
Because you actively need
sale.
Okay, but it has to be gedul min hakarka, right? I mean, it has to be kosher schach. If it's not going to be kosher schach, it's ill.
What's the kasha?
The kasha is that bittel can only make it. The test is like this: if it really was disappeared, would it be good for you?
Nachnami, I understand. If it's
right.
gone, it's gone. But it's not gone. It's just that you've removed the psul. It's not iser. It's not usher heter. It's pasul kasher.
In the case of
right.
the shema,
so I'm saying
so
to
here.
Why can't it disappear? In the case of the tzitzis,
because then the string will be not here, and then I won't be able to use it for my tzitzis. Right. I want to go and take the string and put it on here and get 8 strings. So you want it to be lishma. You want the string, right? When you have the 8 string and one of them in Shemaim, they know one of those was that one. You want that one to chal on it lishma. It's not going to do it for you. The Ayin Gemta says another mashal. Like, let's say you have 2 pieces of nevela, which are tummy. I'm talking about Hilchos Tumah now. And you throw in a 3rd piece of kosher meat. It won't become an avatumah. It's not going to make it tummy. It doesn't do that. It doesn't put on halachas.
If I had a situation where I needed a shear for something,
oh,
and taka, I was relying on a bittel barov, I wouldn't have that shear.
Bidiyuk mamish. That is mamish. That Taisa says that. Taisa says that, and that's one of the cases that I think the Yom Tov brings it. An ayin chesin zvachim. That let's say a guy had pigel, 3/4 of a kazayis of pigel, and he took a little bit of kosher meat, ground it up, mixed it in, and made. So he says, you didn't get anywhere. It's the same 3/4. It didn't get any bigger. Because the same thing. It doesn't make, it doesn't put on. It only came on the lessy.
That's the whole situation. It doesn't make
right, like it doesn't.
If you needed a shear of tail,
which you didn't, right? You do
right.
here, right?
Okay, so it doesn't help you with the shear of tail.
Yeah. Okay, that's taka in the kuntres sukkas rachel.
Well,
he brings that way. How you said it? That's how he asked the kash.
That's
how he asked the kash.
I didn't understand it
from the
chishma.
But
if you need a shear of tail, you only need a shear of tail.
Yes.
You can't have a shear of ham.
You're saying it's a puzzle or kash.
Yeah,
uh-huh. whatever
but it's still from. We do know that if you even if you don't have chama, but it came through metal or through whatever, it wouldn't work.
But yeah, fine. But this is now.
You mean maybe
the
the like
away the tzel of it and make then it's
like take away
the
take
the
away
isser.
The mechuber of it
right.
like take away the mechuber. That's what you want to say. Like take away the badness. Of the schach or something.
The psul part of it.
The psul part. That is like, actually, that's what, yeah, what do you?
That's some of that, and I hope I'm not repeating what you said before. The chavot means that it's not nicker anymore, doesn't
that's,
it?
Yes.
So by that, since it is nicker.
No, it isn't. You don't know which string is which.
First I put it on?
No. It was in the factory. There was a bunch of strings, and if one fell into the pile, and you can't tell anything, you don't know which one is which. So like the Kveger, they're all puzzle. And I only gemt.
But then, even by that, people can say that it's those separate strings. So whatever fell in has it's a separate. It's not, it doesn't combine with the rest, like by chasukas. So the chibud is amish combined. All the schach is combined.
Well, we'll get to a similar svara like you coming up, something like you. Now there is very interesting in Chuvis, Rabbi Kveger writes it's pashut, it's puzzle. In Simin Yer Alf on the Gilyan and Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Kveger says, what is the din if one fell in, and he doesn't say lemaisa. He says ve'im nafal, and he says ve'ayin simin tafresh chayin chavav, which is this simin, where it says it's thin. He doesn't say, like, as he's saying, it's a rock. He just says, look there. He's ma'ir it, at least. He's being ma'ir that it's something to look. Okay, so far we're holding by three kashas, yeah? The Ron's kasha, that you could find it. The kasha of Mechumper can't become bat. Third kasha is from, according to this Yisrael, that you can't make it good through bittul. The fourth kasha, the Rishonim ask, L'chayra ein mevatlin iser l'chatchila. Why don't we say that you're not allowed to do this?
Yeah, it's on
Isser. It's on Isser.
It's pasul kasha. Oh, so that's some of the Rishonim want to say, that you only say it on Isser, not on pasul kasha. Some of them do say it. Oh, some of them. Oh, some of the Rishonim answer. You taka can't. Then it's limited. Then you can only do it before. But you wouldn't be able to do it on Sukkot according to that answer. Some of them say that. In a chanam, you can only do it before Sukkot. On Sukkot, it's aser, because that's the one. Oh. Then the fifth kasha, a bocher in the mechina here asked last machzer. That's 10 years ago. Asked a very nice kasha. He asked, how could Rashi and Taisa say that the mechubar is batal? Why don't we say darshesh lamatirin loy batal? Meaning, you could just snip it off. So you could answer that it's only for yomtiv, but on chol hamoed it's really not batal, but it would be a huge, chiddush. Is that so? Once it's batal, taka? Is that true? Once it's batal, even if it's yesh l'matirin afterwards?
Chazanir means that once the circumstance changes, the batal goes on.
Something which was ein lo matirin, all those kind of things I hear. I don't know the din. Let's say davar she, which wasn't roilis kabin and became batal, and then it became roilis kabin or anything like that. I don't know the din. I hear. It's a good shayla. Well, amir l'nachri, you mean shvus, if you had a way, I hear. Okay, but I hear that would be but then one thing you would still have to say, that if this happened on Chol HaMoed, you wouldn't be allowed to sit in the sukkah. That's a chiddush. It's only true on Yom.
Certainly the Mishnah doesn't say that.
The Mishnah doesn't mention that's different. Right. It's a bit, the Bacher said a nice question. Now I just have to mention.
He's probably a younger man.
Today, 10 years later. He goes in the Mechina 10 years ago, yeah. I don't know what grade he was in. Yosef Chanoich Neuberger was the Emtsoi. A Bacher asked him and he told me the Kasha.
Anyway, it would be possible because it's anywhere with Shiva.
Oh, yeah, you mean if it would become not batal?
That's a much later step.
If you need royal ship. Okay, so these are the five kashas. That's a much later. So that I was going to mention. The Yamshel Shleimus Shita is that in order to say it's Yesh L'Matirin, it has to be Yesh L'Matirin B'Memela. With no ma'aseh, will just happen all by itself. So according to the Yamshel Shloimeh, the kasha does not count. But the Ramah says, even if you can do a ma'aseh, as long as it's not a big hefsid for you, or if it's not a big tircha, it's yeshel matirin. Okay, so you start making doichik. The case of the Mishnah was only if it was a hefsid. It's not so glut. Okay, so these are our five kashas, yeah? Number one, you can find it. Number two, what were they? Number one, you can find it. Number two, mechuber. Number three, to put on a din through bittul. Number four, in vatlis lechatila. Number five, it's a davar shvati. So one yesoid answers all the kashas, which is really the stipler's yesoid in the beginning of sukkah, right on the first Rashi of the. I think it's the first Rashi in the Om Sechta, or maybe the second one. Excuse me? Kilsiak. He says like this. The Rashi writes over there that if you have Roiv Chama, then the sale is Batal B'Roiv. So a bunch of Achrayim ask on Rashi, it's a Dover Nicker. You see clearly, it's shady here, it's sunny here. How could it be Batal? So the Stipler says, you have to know something. There's two kinds of bittul. There's bittul of many separate chafetzim, like you have 10 pieces of meat, and 9 are kosher and 1 is treif, so each one is a separate chafetz. And you have a different kind of bittul when it's one thing, one entity, and you're trying to determine the name of that one entity. When you have the first type, then the din is, has to be, it's not nikkur. Like you have 10 different pieces of meat, and you want to make these 9 mevatel the 10th one, so it's only if they're not nikkur. But when you have one item, and you're trying to say, is this room shady or sunny? In other words, the Torah is making one entity by the fact that the Torah made such an entity called the sukkah. And the Torah is trying to say, is this sukkah tzel or cham? So over there, you determine by the majority. And that's what the name of the room is. So in that kind of thing, it doesn't make a difference that it's nikkur, because everything puts in its, whatever it's got, into the final decision of how you convey what the room is. And there's like a whole bunch of these types of examples. One of them he brings is from the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara says that the rule is when you have a piece of ground which is bigger than Beis HaSayim, right? This is Negev for all Erevin in Baltimore, everywhere, right? If it's if you have an area bigger than 100 amos by 50 amos, if it's right a karpuf which is Yosim Beis HaSayim, if it's not made for living, if it's not made for dira, then it passes the whole area. So, right, every single city has their own rules of what's called dira and what's called not dira. But al kapani, if it's really somewhere that no one goes, then it passes the whole area. So it says in the Gemara that if it's trees there, that's for dira. People like going where there's trees. If it's planted, if it's zroim, then nobody walks where you grew wheat, so that does pass the area. So the Gemara says, what if it's roiv planted, zroim, and miyat not planted? So the Gemara says, the part which is not planted is batel b'roiv. So the same kasha, what do you mean it's batel b'roiv? It's not batel b'roiv, you see. This part is planted, this part is not. It's not mixed. It's like the disciple, same answer. You're giving the name of this lot of land. Is this a planted lot or a non-planted lot? So when it has a halachic entity of a certain thing, and you're deciding, then there's a different kind of bittul. Now, Stipler says this bittul is really not called bittul usually in Gemara language. It's called rubai kekulai. But Rabbi Chanan says rubai kekulai is the same general concept as bittul, where both ideas are that the shame of the roiv is chal on the miyat.
It's okay. The result is the same, but the mechanics are
different. The mechanics are different, right. And okay, so that's the Stipler's side. So once we say that, when we can apply that over here too. That's what these two Svarim want to apply that here, the Sefer Ha'er Yosef and the Sefer Sukkos Rachel. They want to say it's the same thing over here. That you have a roof. The Schach is the roof of the Sukkah. Is this roof Gedula min aretz or not? In a decision on one entity to decide what you would call the whole roof, it doesn't matter, that part of it is nikkur. The name of the roof is determined by the majority component of the roof. So memela, that answers the Ran's kasha. In a chanam, it's not regular bittul b'roiv. It's like the din that you, when you have one chafetz, you go baser l'roiv. But the second kasha was, mechubar can't be bittul b'roiv. So the answer is, that's all when you want to directly change that thing kishahu le'atzmai. Like you want to take that 10th piece of meat, or let's say that 10th vegetable, which is mechubar, and say, you are kosher to eat. So you can't do that. But when you're talking about the whole thing as a whole, so you still go what the whole thing is. And the third kasha was, how do you put dinim on that piece? The answer is, again, if you would be putting a din on that piece, you wouldn't be able to do it. But as a whole, this is what it is. And then the fourth kasha was, en mevatlin nisr l'chadchila. So on this, I have a raya that when you use the rule of ruba kekulo, when you do that rule, there's no problem of en mevatlin nisr l'chadchila. And the raya is from the Goyin in Masechta Trumas. The Goyin in Masechta Trumas is explaining the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if a person has a mikvah, so the din is if it's roiv water and may peiris, it's still kosher, right? So the Yerushalmi says a din, you're allowed to do this l'chatchila. If you don't have enough water, you're allowed to. So like the grub, the Yerushalmi is coming to teach me there's no problem of in vatlin is l'chatchila here. So the Shah is, why isn't there? So I want to say the Pshat is because the Chassam Sefer already writes in Chuvis that the fruit juice is not batel b'roiv, because that would be the same problem again. You can't make something into water through batel b'roiv. The answer is it's that you look at the whole mikvah, the Chassam Sefer says, and you say, Rubei Kekulei, it's basically water. So when you go to Rubei Kekulei, then there's no problem of invatnis l'chatchila. It's only when you're being mavatal one iser in a roiv of heter, so then you're not allowed to do that. But when you're just saying, what is this thing?
What the mikveh is here.
Yeah, what the whole mikveh.
According to some cipher that you cite.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with Maim Shilim? So say Ruba Kukulai. Yeah. Yeah. Three Lugum with Maim Shilim. Apostles all mikveh. Say Ruba Kukulai.
Yeah, it is, because the din of Maim Shuvin is it's poislin as a mikvah. The whole mikvah gets pasul. It's not pshat. Yeah, but I'm saying if it poisel, it's like, just like the din is, that if let's say you have a drop of tummy water and it goes into 10 million gallons of tar water, instead of being bottle, it makes it all tummy. When you ruin the whole thing, you don't say bottle.
That's halacha.
Right. That's halacha. It's halacha of Maim Shuvin. Right.
Maim
Shuvin
is better than Maim
Shuvin. Yes. I forget it. It fills it up. So, okay. So that, and the last kasha
that's the lashon of the Mishnah. Yesh Paislin.
Yeah.
That's what the Mishnah means.
That's right. Paislin. Yesh Paislin.
Means that halacha that can pass along the
right. That's right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. And the last kasha was Dover Sheish Lamatirin. Is loy bittel? Yeah, if it would be a regular din of bittel, itaka wouldn't work. But the pshat is over here. It's not saying that it's bittel. It's ruach kukule. Okay, get to that answers all the kashas. That the answers all the kashas, but what?
If it's the din like Rashi says, then why if you do a beheter?
So right, the answer is this is beheter. That's the difference. Because there's by Ruba Kukula, what it means is this is considered schach. Like you don't really need to mavatal it. It's like that's what it is. So Mamela, it is like beheter. It's like it is beheter. There's one problem I have, and I don't know how to answer this problem. I saw the Herr Yosef mentions the problem. And he says something, but I don't understand what he answers. What I don't understand is, so why did it say then in Rashi and in Taisvis that you have to mix it to the point that it's not nicker? What's that for? If the whole idea is that we're saying the schach is like a roof, and we're saying that it's like the entity of a roof, and therefore you go by the majority, so why wouldn't it be okay even if it is nicker? Look at the dugmois that they're all drawing from.
Exactly. It looks like
somehow it's like two roofs. So he writes in one line. Maybe that's what.
Not one entity. Unless you mix it together, it's not one entity. One is this, one is the Elon, and one is the.
It's like separate parts. Separate parts of the sikuch. Even though in other words, you need as a roof of the sukkah, you need the whole sukkah covered. But somehow you can divide it into parts. He writes in one line, he says, that's Shnei Schachis. I guess that's what he's saying.
Yeah. Because one's on top of the other. The Maisa, one's on top of the other.
What if they would be side by side, let's say?
Same thing. They're still, but they're not, if they're not mixed together.
The kids are nervous. It has to be like every little part, it has to be like one piece of roof. If it's separate, here roof, from here roof.
The stipler is saying it has to be one chavtza.
Right, but look at the stipler. He is saying that if part of your sukkah is shady and the other part is sunny, and the majority is, let's say, sunny, so it's still called like batel b'roiv, because you look at, is the sukkah shady or sunny? That's how he writes it, right?
Inside the sukkah.
So they're not doing that. You know, they're doing each part of the schach. Okay, it needs a little in on that, right? Because you see, they're not doing the same thing he did. They're not doing... I really wanted to call him, but I missed him by half an hour.
What's his name?
His name is Rabbi Shaya Doiv Schechter. He's a Yid. I just got to tell you, it's just unbelievable. These Yid in Bnei Brak. People know about him already. It's called Sukkos Rachel. I had so much enough from his sefer. I went down to talk to him in learning in Bnei Brak. Yeah, I finished talking to him after 10 o'clock at night. Maybe it was close to 10:30 or something at night. Beinazman, right after Sukkos. Yeah, and I had to catch a bus to go back from Bnei Brak to Beitar. That's I was living in Beitar. So he says, "Here, I'll take you because I'm going to yeshiva now to learn."
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
He was going then, and he comes back bekvius because I called him up from America, 1:15 a.m. You're talking about he's a Zeta already. He's not a guy who just got married yesterday. He learns like that. 1:15. That's when you could call him. That's when he comes home to his house. 1:15 a.m. Ella Pasha de Yid in Bnei Brak. I'm saying people know him a little. It's not one of the Gedolei Hador. Ah, fine, younger man. But anyways, maybe the Tzadik Nister. Okay, whatever it is. Anyways, I missed him because I came home a little too late to call him. It was after 1:15, so I wanted to ask him. Okay, so that's the Pshat and Rashi. Now we still have time to do another Rishon.
Yeah,
okay.
8 minutes.
Who's the Hayyer?
8 minutes, okay. The Hayyer Yosef is Rabbi Yosef Lawrence. That's, you know, Rabbi Shlomo Lawrence.
Okay.
I'll tell you one thing about him. When there was a Shaila, who should they vote into the Knesset? It was Rabbi Shlomo Lawrence or another Erlichid. So they asked the Briskerov, who should we vote? You know, at the end, Rabbi Shlomo Lawrence. So the Briskerov says, I can't tell the difference between these two people. Aber Lamaise, go for Rabbi Shlomo Valahat, good to kinder. And there was this kid.
What was my
hair? Hey ear with Aleph. Hey ear, Yosef. He's being mayor. His name is Yosef Lawrence, so he's being mayor.
He wrote
quite a few. Yes, Mishnas Pikuach Nefesh. That's him. It's an unbelievable sefer. You know, okay, so he is famous. He's a big, big Talmud. He's well known, Eretz Yisrael Allah. So they both say this Pshat and Rashi. Now we'll go to the Ran. The Ran argued with Rashi, and the Ran said, no bittul over here. You can't do bittul, you can find it, no bittul. So Zok the Ran, Mimela, I learned the Gemara like this. That if the person doesn't have enough good schach, and he wants to add on what Rashi said, never. In other words, Rashi said that if you didn't have enough good schach, and you're going to mix in bad schach and make yourself enough good schach, it's never going to work. The case in the Gemara is that he already had enough good schach. He has. Oh. Now, the Gemara is saying, but the tree is ruining the good schach. The tree is ruining the good schach. Because of what we said, the Ran holds that anything underneath the bad schach becomes also bad. So the Gemara was saying, if let's say a person had a nice, good sukkah with perfect schach, but there was a tree hanging on top, and the tree taka was really chamsa meru mitzilsa, it's going to ruin the whole sukkah anyway, because it's going to ruin the schach underneath, and now you're not going to have enough good schach. So the Gemara answers, mix it together. Right, what you have to do is, you have to mix it together. And then you'll be okay. Now the Ran doesn't explain exactly why will I be okay now. So the Ritva says, because you don't have the whole problem of the bad tzchach ruining the good tzchach. Now the Ritva doesn't clearly explain it 100% because why not? It's still bad. So if he would have said, you see, if the Ritva would say, make sure that you put those sticks so down that it's underneath. But he doesn't say, it just isn't going to mix them. So L'chayr, what you have to say is, and this I found in the Sefer Mishnah Halevi, that he says that the way you have to understand the Ran is that the only time you say the bad ruins the good is when it's two layers. So the pshat is, like, who needs this good tzchach? It's already covered anyways. But if it's all one thing together, then we don't say that nothing. This is ruining that, or that's ruining that. We just say it's all doing it. So Memela, now you have all your good schach, which you had enough of anyways. And the bad schach is not passeling the good schach because it's not above it. It's shutfus with it. It doesn't have to be below either, right? Even if it's mixed together, it's good enough because then I don't passel you don't passel me.
Below even without mixing then.
Below should true. Below should be good even if you don't mix it at all, according to him. Yeah, right. True. Okay. But all right, okay. And memela, that's a pshat in the Gemara. Then it's good. Now the Ron asks the Kasha. He says, how come, as we said, the Gemara says, and this is also the pshat in the next Mishnah, the Mishnah which said that you had the delas and the kisim, and you had the good tzchach, so it said, if it's roiv, it's good. So the Gemara says, that's the same thing that we're talking about over here, that you mix them together, and as long as it's roiv, it's good. So frek the Rana Kasha, why did the Mishnah say that you need roiv good? There's another Mishnah of five blot after that, where it says that if you put a stick and a spit, right? 50, a shpud and a stick. As long as it's 50-50, it's good. So over there you see even 50-50 is good. So why over here is it then you need to have roiv good? Let it be 50-50 over here also. Okay? Now let's read.
There's a specific case there that Gemara talks about.
Right.
How it's maybe a sukkah. Exactly.
The Gemara talks about it. Tzamtzim and all that.
But it's talking about where you put things together.
The Gemara
one and one.
Yeah, because of a side problem. Because the Gemara said you'll never be mitzamtzim. How would you get exactly half? So the Gemara gives an eight. So you put it the other way.
Oh, okay.
But the point is to get it to half.
Okay.
So Frechter, what's now? Of course, you have to understand that this is a bishlam akash. Bishlam according to Rashi, lokash midi. Because according to Rashi, the case with the loss, he didn't have enough good tzchach. So you need to make bittel b'roiv. So for bittel b'roiv, of course you need, right? But according to me, that is not doing bittel b'roiv anyway, so what's the difference?
So here is tzchach and tzchach in roiv. The other place is tzchach in puzzle and non-tzchach.
So, okay, and over there even, so look, but when you have tzchach and a shpur, tzchach and a shpur, it's good with 50%.
Yeah.
So why here... When you have the loss,
it's all kosher than the tzchach. It just has a floor.
It's okay, so that's worse?
Yeah.
Adrabi Yibcha Bistavr.
Because it's Asher Lasakin.
Because Asher Lasakin. Yeah, it should be, if anything,
right,
better,
right,
I would have
better,
said.
Right.
Not worse.
Right.
If even their 50% is good, so surely here. So that's the Ron's kasha. It makes sense, the kasha, yeah? So the Ron answers that the only time you say that 50% is good is when the 50% good is choshev, because it's not me'uriv at all with anything bad, because it's separate. But if it's all me'uriv together, it's megareya in the good, and the hilchasa of 50% wasn't said in that case. Memela, it's, you need rav. Okay, so the kasha is, I don't know if I'm going to be able to say teretz, but the kasha is, but how do you read the lashon of the Mishnah still? The lashon of the Mishnah was, Hidlo al sagefen vesadalas. Im hasikuch robo mehen, if the schach is more than them, ksherim. So bishlamo, according to Rashi, the lashon is beautiful. It's trying to say bittel b'raif, right? So it's saying it has to be more than them, to, you know, bottle b'raif. But if you go with the Ran, that you can't do bittel b'raif anyways, so what's it really trying to say? You need to have kosher amount. So why mehen? Im hasikuch tzilasim ruba mechamsa. What does it do with my hand? Right? That's the kasha on the run. Is this the right time? Yeah. Okay, I guess we gotta start with the kasha. Okay, it's a good kasha. But Al Kapanim, the Hayotzim, he calls it, is that there's two mahalchim in the whole sugya. Rashi and Tosis learn out. It's a bittel. He said if I have kashas, it's not regular bittel, it's ruba kakula dika bittel. The Ron learns it's impossible to have bittel, and whenever it says roiv, it doesn't mean alts bittel, it just means alts that you have roiv, it itself is good. And even though there's a Mishnah of chatzi chatzi, but when it's bitaruvis, you need roiv. Those are the two shittas. Okay.
No.
Next
week.
Still next
week. Next week. Shana Rabba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we talked about it.